Welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Stacey Bonner with the Child and Family Center. Alzheimer's is not a normal part of aging. Tiffany Cloud Mann from the Alzheimer's Association will speak on what is Alzheimer's and keeping your Alzheimer's family members safe. Tiffany, what is Alzheimer's?
Stacey, Alzheimer's is a brain disease. It's a progressive brain disease, and it affects someone's memory, their thinking, and their behavior. When I say progressive, it means that it gets worse over time.
How can Alzheimer's be diagnosed?
Well, when Alzheimer's is diagnosed, a doctor should be doing a variety of tests. They may do blood work, they may do a brain scan, accompanied by a mini mental exam, which is kind of like a cognitive interview. Mm-hmm. They may talk to someone's caregiver to find out what they've seen in their loved one, and they're also going to ask that person the symptoms that they've noticed.
How would they know that they need to get evaluated from a physician?
You're right. Any primary care physician can accurately diagnose, and they would want to look for changes that start occurring maybe on a daily basis, mm-hmm. especially in normal activities that they've always done, say, you know, what they do in their job, personal activities, hobbies. If they start having trouble with those kind of day-to-day activities, there could be something that is more than just a normal memory change.
They should go ahead and seek their doctor.
Correct.
Okay. And are there stages in Alzheimer's?
There are stages to Alzheimer's. Most people hear the disease described as the early, the middle, and the late stage. But technically, there are actually 7 stages to the disease. And each stage, you know, has different characteristics. And again, it's a progressive disease. So as the disease moves on, there are more symptoms that come with it.
I've heard that if an individual has Alzheimer's, sometimes they may wander, don't know where they're at. If my loved one is starting to wander, what can I do to keep them safe?
Yes, wandering is definitely a characteristic of Alzheimer's and dementia. 6 out of 10 Alzheimer's patients will wander. Mm-hmm. We suggest and encourage families to enroll them in a safety program. Through the Alzheimer's Association, we have 2 safety programs, our Safe Return Medic Alert program, as well as our Comfort Zone program. And both programs have different characteristics, but both ensure and hopefully can help families keep their loved ones safe.
How do they work?
Both programs come in a bracelet form or a pendant form. The Comfort Zone program is actually more geared to caregivers who maybe use the internet a lot and are comfortable. They can actually monitor their loved one's location online. Whereas the Safe Return Medic Alert program would just be a safety service that would notify emergency professionals if their loved one was to wander off, and then they would have the information as far as medical emergencies, the family's contact information to reunite them safely with their family.
If I'm just noticing that my loved one may have some of those symptoms, can I get more information about it just to kind of educate myself? Where would you recommend for me to go?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the Alzheimer's Association is the largest voluntary health organization combating Alzheimer's disease. So I would definitely suggest if they want education, call our local number, 292-4938, or go to our national website, alz.org, mm-hmm. and they can find out any kind of education they want on the disease as well through the association. They can access resources and support. We're here to really support anyone affected by the disease.
You do have like a lot of brochures and
absolutely
pamphlets.
They can come in and I can mail them out a packet of information. They can come by and look through our library of resources. We are here. Our doors are open during the week, and we're here actually 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by phone.
Okay. Thank you, Tiffany.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us any comments on this webcast by clicking the Add New Comment link at the bottom of this page. If you have a story suggestion, please email us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu, or you can use the Contact Us link on our website at healthandwellness.vanderbilt.edu.